Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, comrades, friends, Salaam alaikum. We have gathered here today against the war. We have gathered for peace and justice. And we have gathered for rule of law. I only want to salute every one of you who have come here from all corners of Britain for peace and justice. You represent the tens of millions of people who do not support this war. And not just Britain, but it's the people in Europe. Not only in Europe, but the people of America and the rest of the world do not support this war. There is a very real suspicion of President Bush, his motives for this war. He talks about weapon of mass destruction. I ask you, is it only Iraq who has these weapons? I can't hear you, tell me.
No.
Then why not the rest of the countries? And what about America, which even used the nuclear weapon? What right does America have? And what about the chemical weapons, again in Vietnam? It's America who used it. If they want to talk about Saddam being an evil dictator, yes, we all agree about that. But what about other dozens of dictators who they want to call them as their friends? And what about their men of peace, the Al Sharon, who makes mockery of the word peace, who have been committing genocide against the Palestinian people? What about him? Of course, we need to deal with Saddam. But far more pressing issue is the problem of Palestine, who have been suffering for more than 50 years. What about that? And yes, they tell us about the United Nations resolutions. But what about the other resolutions? The resolution about Kashmir, about Palestine. Are they not people? Are those resolutions not important? Tell me, are they not important? We want to see peace and justice for everyone, irrespective whether they are weak or strong, whether they are black or white, wherever they come from. And it's our responsibility to strive for that. And I want to salute every one of you who have come here to do that. We want the implementation of every resolution which we have on UN. That is the way forward. So thank you very much. Let there be no war against Iraq. Let there be freedom for Palestine.